You've heard of Twitter, but have you heard of Vine? It's a new app that lets you create six-second videos. WTOP's tech guy Greg Stebbin told Dimitri it's pretty exciting.
It takes the idea of Twitter, which is obviously to force you to communicate in a very short amount of space, 140 letters. It takes that idea and now applies it to video. In a very Twitter-esque fashion, it allows you to make a video. It's very restricted, and the restriction is your video cannot be longer than 6 seconds.
Are you seeing the usual cats and dogs, people making goofy faces, that kind of thing?
Well, absolutely, and I don't think that's ever going to end. But people are also finding some really, frankly, brilliant ways to use this very short form of video as well. Part of what makes it so enticing, I think, for people is the tool itself. When you open the app and go to start making your video, you put your finger on the screen to record, and then you lift your finger to stop recording, and then you can do that again and repeat. And what that enables you to do is, in a sense, edit a video at the same time that you make it. Take an iPhone, for instance, you can make a really nice video, but if you want to edit it, you kind of have to get in there and monkey with the frames. You know, it's fun, but it's also a lot of work. With this, it's literally stop and start, and bang, I'm done. And you're seeing that people are doing some very, very creative things and making some very, very impactful videos.
This is a Twitter product, so you might not think it works with Facebook, but it does.
After you finish recording your video, a screen pops up and it says, do you want to share it and where? Do you want to share it on Twitter? Do you want to share it on Facebook? You say yes or no, and bang, you're done.
How is this different than YouTube, other than the obvious, which is YouTube? If you wanted to, you could go on for 2 hours. I don't know how interesting that video would be. This limits you to just 6 seconds.
That's right, and the resolution is low, which means that it's much easier to share these videos, and it also means that the minute you open one up, it begins to play. And that's possible because the file size itself is so small. And I think the tool itself makes it different. If you're making a YouTube video, you're using some form of what we would now consider to be traditional video making tool, camera or some other tool. This is really uniquely different. This start and stop with just a touch of a finger, that is different. And I think it's so integrated into the tool itself, it has already, in less than a week, become something that's uniquely of the Twitter brand. And I think people have embraced it for that.
Do you have to pay anything to use it?
No, it's absolutely free. I will say that the app is only available right now for iPhones and iPads. Twitter has promised that an Android app will follow. I'm sure it will follow very quickly because the response to this has been great.
Let's finish with something in the launch of Vine, and that is porn is on there almost immediately.
Yeah, and it actually is worse than that, frankly. What happened is, and this isn't surprising, people in the adult entertainment industry saw Vine and realized, wow, what a great tool for promoting my films. I can use them to make little previews. And that, I guess, shouldn't have been a surprise. What happened next was unfortunate. And that was that when you open the Vine app, you see a list of recommended daily Vines from Twitter. And somehow, I don't know if it was human error or a computer algorithm or what have you, in that list of daily recommended Vines, one or more porn videos got into that recommended list. I can't imagine, I can't believe that it was intentional, but it happened. It brought a lot of attention to Vine, and I think unfortunate attention, but I think Twitter has already begun to deal with that aggressively, and I think they'll have to deal with it in the same way that YouTube does, in a way that keeps their product safe for families, but also as open as they want it to be.
That's WTOP's tech guy, Greg Stebbin. He joined us via Skype.